If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Oh, hey, guy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
This is Tedious on therightstuff.biz.
Yes, we appreciate you, audience.
We appreciate you.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
It is the Daily Show at 1081, which is a very famous piece of audio equipment, but I don't have a joke for it.
The Jewish apocalypse.
But they're like the audio bros. They get the little thrill there. The Neve 1081.
Help me appreciate you.
Yeah.
Help me.
Well, they appreciate us today because there's a prep episode. It was a good 15 minutes, solid 15 minutes we talked about. Septic systems, we talked about fish and hair and my wardrobe. Yeah. I think that, yeah,
I actually am at the point where I need a haircut.
Yeah, need another $1 million for that. Well,
I'm gonna have to be all freshened up for the speech. We're gonna give you a little speech.
A little speech.
But,
won't do you any good.
Well, this one might actually. I don't know. But, somebody needs to come up with the screen name, You Appreciator. I'm a you appreciator.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one. You appreciate.
But I wanted to. Uh-oh. I don't know if you heard. Alex and I were listening to it while you were away. This video that I have in this Twitter video I have in the chat. If you want to watch this for a second,
okay.
This might spur some interesting.
Oh, all right.
This might spur some conversation.
Okay.
Just watching this.
You know what?
There's
I didn't
a lot
do.
Of videos like this.
You know, I haven't done unique. Yet. Oh, this is a nigger.
Every single black
all right.
person.
Oh, it's doing the thing. All right. Let me, I have to pipe in the video of the Twitter before we go any further.
Yeah, as usual.
Let's change that. I don't know why. Maybe if I run the next, like, OBS update, like, that bug will fix itself. But I'm always afraid to run an OBS update.
Yeah, it always seems like to me, too.
It always seems like an OBS update is like, all right, what's the new bug? And I'm not ready for it. I'm waiting for the bug where, like, it just doesn't fucking work. All right.
This video.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to intro this? Or want me to just hit it?
No, you'll see where it goes. All right. I mean, it's on.
I mean, yeah, I'm already seeing it, like goes. We got the blue do-rag. We got the neck tats. Looks like he's got a USB stick on his clip to his necklace. Yeah. There is that his Bluetooth recorder? Is that
he's got
a blue LED on it?
Is that what that is?
There's something electronic hanging from.
Yeah, there's
the,
some. Yeah.
Must be his microphone.
Maybe it's a new thing niggers are doing. It's a new like a new chirping device that they've got going on. Like a neck chirper.
Instead of a beeper, you get a chirper.
Yeah, but like, I was just watching, let it go. If you haven't seen this, you might have an idea.
You know what? That's a great idea. There should be like a chirping smoke alarm effect on every nigger.
Yes,
that way
so
you
know
when they're near you.
It's
nigger.
It's not that their homes chirp, it's that they chirp. So when they're around, like every 30 seconds, it's like beep. So everybody knows that they're around, right?
I was laughing because I was watching.
It sounds like a field of crickets.
I was watching The Castaway the other day because Tom Hanks is awesome. And I had a good laugh because there's a remember
yeah,
I don't
awesome
I remember,
at smuggling kids into furniture.
No, he's just like a great American actor. He's a household name. He's a national treasure. There's a scene when he's pulling like the one of the flight crew from the crashed plane like washes up along the side of the island and he drags him out and buries him. I was just laughing like as he was dragging the body, it had like a beeper clipped to his belt. And I was like, oh man, only 90s kids will understand. You like your plane crashes and like is your beeper going off? Like beep 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 beep. I don't know. I just what a technological anachronism. A device that chirps at you that tells you to call somebody back because we don't have the cellular shit figured out yet. It was pretty funny.
This video is to every single black person out there.
Alright.
If you really want to fuck over this government that has fucked over your ancestors, if you really want to fuck over this government that helped kill Martin Luther King Jr., if you really want to help fuck over this government that killed Malcolm X, that killed Huey, and that destroyed the Black Panther Party, if you really want to fuck over this
government... D.L. Hughley? What did he say?
Yeah, they killed D.L. Hughley, yes.
Really want to fuck over this government, I'm asking you to do me a favor. Go vote for Donald Trump.
Wait. Voting for Donald Trump.
I'm assuming that's where everybody knew this was going, right?
Voting for Donald Trump to avenge the Black Panther Party.
I should have seen that coming, but I didn't, honestly. I didn't know where he was going with this.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I did not see that coming, because that's like...
Assume the thing that that's exactly where this was going.
Like, I know that there's a lot of delusional people who believe that voting for Donald Trump is the solution to their whatever, like, their pet problem, but I didn't think, like, niggers... Thought that was
well,
the,
they don't. This nigger has been paid. Like, I just, there's no question.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't see that one coming. This is like,
Can't you see how these fucking devils are running around here scared the fucking death of this man? Because they don't want they fucking evil, sick asses locked up. So, black people, if you really want to piss these fucking racist, demon fucking devils off.
I guess he's right. That would piss me off when I'm a racist.
Vote for Donald Trump. Fuck they shit up. Because they've been fucking it up for us for the longest, and it's been them. Vote for Donald Trump.
American politics, spelled with a K. American, so there's nothing.
No question that this is a bought and paid for nigger right here. I thought you couldn't buy niggers anymore. I thought it was illegal, but you still can. So just like you can legally purchase guns. You can legally.
I was thinking about this morning.
It's wrong you can lease niggers now. Like you pay them, it's like a nigger. It's a nigger gig economy. It's a nig gig economy. That's what it is.
Nig gig. The nig gig economy.
If there were still plantations, right, and they still needed nigger slaves, I guarantee you that niggers in the hood would actually capture other niggers and sell them into slavery. Like if there was enough money,
there's no question that they would. They've done it in the past, and they would do it again. It's they really don't have any. They don't have
And then they would do like videos, like bragging about how much.
Oh, they would. Yeah, they would. They would do it for clout. They would show themselves like hunting niggers, sneaking up on them, not necessarily at campgrounds, but like maybe just in like alleyways and ghetto neighborhoods, like in parks, and like run down parks in the middle of once nice neighborhoods. You ever go to like an area that was overrun by niggers, or there was once upon a time a nice park there, and you see what the park looks like now? It's filled with niggers, and there's trash everywhere, and like all the grass is overgrown, and the
I can just imagine a nigger like in a video like thumping not maintained the trailer, talking about how many niggers and nigglets he has like chained up in there.
Yeah, no, it would definitely happen. I mean that would be funny if that economy came back. But they don't need to go to Africa. There's like plenty of livestock here. There's like 40 million, some odd livestock to choose from. Now, a lot of them aren't fit to work, but you got some buck niggers out there that are fit to work. So, they're just literally, they'd be going on.
They'd have their own like culture about it, like talking about all the slaves they'd be catching.
There would be no
like moral compulsion to not do that.
No, imagine like you turn ops into like an actual functioning economy instead of just like dueling murder sprees.
The question is not to kill your ops, but you want to. It actually would probably this system. I don't advocate it.
No, not at all.
Just so you understand. But this system might lead to fewer murders and like just more captures.
Right.
you don't want to injure the goods.
You go out. You go out. You get the Facebook ops going. You go down the block
based on the health, of the niggers as you deliver them to the plantation owner. It's like, look, this one has a gunshot wound. Like, I'm sorry, that's going to really take a lot.
Thinking,
he's got a stab wound.
Like you capture a rival Facebook nigger. You don't deliver him to a plantation. You deliver him to like a TikTok bot farm, and he does like Donald Trump videos. Like that's his new thing.
Right.
The plantation
is. That'd be funny if they had to capture them to do that too. Like you go out in the hood and you have to like kidnap a nigger, like shove him in the back of an Escalade, you deliver him to one of these content farms and be like, "All right, now you got to record the Trump video, nigger." Like I don't know, man. It would be a wild thing. It would be a wild thing. But see, you know what's funny? Capitalists kind of discovered a way out of this.
Right.
Cuz like, "Oh, we just pay people to do things and we don't need slaves." How can we never thought of this? This is wild. This is a new thought.
We gave, like, really, we gave the slaves the option of, like, well, maybe you just don't work at shelter anymore. Right? Like, they gave you, like, the libertarian, well, the minimum wage is actually zero. Or you just starve to death. Like, they moved that option.
About it, like, how long has the idea of, like, a wage even really, it's actually not that old of a concept.
Okay.
Like, I think in the ancient world, money was purely trading for goods. Like, you didn't trade it for labor. Labor, you captured people and forced them to do. Like, you know, and I guess soldiers.
Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption. Not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders. You can use crypto. You can use e-checks. You can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
Got paid. But other than that, like, why do you... That's all the only ones you need to pay. Pay the soldiers. I don't know. I'm assuming it's... there's, but, yeah. But the idea of, like, the majority of people in the world are engaged in, like, some kind of salary or wage labor is not actually all that... In the scope of human history, not all that old of a development, but yeah.
I get here.
In any case, yes. The point being, really, though, this nig-gig economy is, of course, politically... Now, there's all kinds of shit that gets promoted. Yeah,
so I thought this was fascinating. Like, the fact is, you've got channels that exist purely to do reaction... they get super chats, get paid to do
the reaction. True reactionaries.
Yeah, the true reactionaries. And it's like, it's actually an economy. It's amazing. And it's basically all fake at that point. Like, they've managed to take that space.
Let me explain something. Everything is fake. Like,
everything.
There is nothing genuine on the internet anymore. There's nothing that somebody's just, like, with the exception of a very few things, like, so for example, this network here, there is nothing... Where people are, like, because again, TRS legitimately is some guys who were shitposting in an internet group and decided to do a podcast, and out of that, just literally for shits and giggles, and out of that came all of this, like this whole thing that we've been doing here. But that's rare. Like, we're possibly the last one left.
That can never, right? Probably never be done again. Independently.
I don't know. It can't be done again. It could never be. We kind of got in right at the right point for that to happen. Nobody could do that again. Nobody could do it. You can't do an emergent internet phenomenon. Actually one of the reasons. We are actually one of the reasons, I hate to say.
What are the recent quote unquote emergent like personalities like out like Lex
Nothing,
Friedman?
It's all
Lex Friedman. Like
it's
people that are dusted. Yeah, all fake shit. All fake shit. So
all crop dusted. All this shit. Crop dusted nigger fucking react.
Yeah, it's just like it's amazing to me to think that what you do as a nigger is you use your bad audio equipment and you get money from promoters to talk about whatever rap project or political thing, whatever it is. Like, you just talk about it in your dumb nigger accent.
Or whatever Bo video.
Hey, Bo, yeah, or react to Bo. And you're a part of, like, this promotion system.
Yes. Yes. And as you said, there are companies. And the guy who was the one out there claiming credit for blowing up Oliver Anthony... or was it Jason Lumford or whatever his real name is or something like that? Or I can't remember what it was, but like,
what is
the guy who was out there taking credit for that? He runs one such company. There's one, I forget what it was called, like Outreach or Reach Out or Reach Around or whatever, or Influencer or whatever. And they, probably, but there are these companies. Okay. So if you have a project you want promoted, what you do is you hire one of these companies or several of these companies. They have staples of, like, cause again, remember when we found out, like, okay, Mr. Beast and all similar sized creators all are working for the same agency.
Night Talent or Night Productions, something like that. Night something. I can't
something
remember.
Something like that.
It's like Ellie Weasel's, right? Night Productions.
Right. So you're not going to ever. Yeah. Right.
That's what I think every time
I hear
it.
And it's just as real as night. As, I mean, that's actually a fitting.
It's perfect.
That's a fitting title because it's just as real. So, So you have this. You have these companies that do this. You have the whole. It's all like this, though. You're not. I mean, they've really Jews have really gotten the internet under lock and key. So there is no more of like. you just go out on the internet, start creating, and people naturally like go to you. And frankly, like I said, we're the last one standing of that. And they have yet to really been able to put a dent in our audience. But it has, I'm not going to lie to people, the way that the internet runs now, it's like there are some people who, if they think that what they're seeing on the internet is organic, things are going viral, things are that everything you're looking at isn't actually in some way, shape, or form artificially promoted to you. And then they wonder, like, why is it that you guys aren't in more successful in this space? I'm like, because we're one, we're deliberately and intentionally locked out of it.
Right.
But two, that space is fake. Like, if you went and looked at it, it looks organic if you're not thinking about it, but it's not. It's as organic as cable TV. Right? Anything you're going to see on the main internet websites, you can still find some asshole with a blog, but how is anybody else going to find it? They're not. You can't promote you anymore.
I can't remember the last time I looked at a blog. I remember, like, when we started this, there were blogs everywhere. And that was what TRS was. It was another one of these reactionary, whatever post-libertarian racist blogs. Yeah. There was a whole bunch of them, and they're like, that died. Totally died.
It's dead. It can't exist anymore. It can't possibly exist anymore, and there's no desire for it to exist anymore amongst the people running stuff. I mean, you could go start a blog. Nobody's going to look at it.
No.
You're going to have to – even people that have come up in our sphere that have started things, they are using us to, like, promote their stuff to our audience. Yeah. And if they weren't able to do that, they would have no audience, right? So it's not like I'm endorsing this. It's just how it really is. That's why we say we have to now grow by literally our fans have to, like, tell their brother or their best friend to, like, listen to the shit or their dad or whoever, somebody at work, you know, whatever. You're going to have to do that because we're not going to be able to grow through these other channels. Like, we're not going to grow. Frankly, we're not even going to grow through Telegram because Telegram is also just garbage.
Oh.
I mean, it's useful as a tool for some things, but generally speaking, it's a garbage platform. No.
Telegram is the new poll. The anonymity of it means, like, it's just filled with feds and Jews that are there to.
Yeah, and it's just garbage narrative.
Twitter is a really good tool for raising your blood pressure. It's good for that.
Twitter just sucks. Right. Twitter's just like, you don't even like, it's just, it's all gay shit all the time.
Twitter went from being like the libtard haven to now being like the mainstream right haven.
It's a standard fuck party, by the way.
I was going to say, the libtards, of all the weird places to see them pop up, it's Imgur. There's a bunch of them.
What the fuck is that? Oh, Imgur?
It's just a photo hosting site, but you'll see, like, nothing but, like, just shit-tier leftist memes there all
there's
day.
There's a feed there, and there's commentary, and there's thumbs. Like, I remember I was using that just to put certain images on Bang, and to use images and put them on Bang from Imgur, they had to be set to public, and there would be people, like, would comment on my stuff that had nothing to do with Bang. I'm like, leave me alone. This is my, like, private video. This is my private image feed. Like, what are you doing here? But there's actually a social media component to that shit. So it doesn't surprise
that's
me.
That's relatively new, I guess. That didn't. But you can also just ignore it because no one.
Yeah.
Well. So it's like Libgur.
Yeah. Libgur. Yeah. There's tricks to making your stuff go a little bit viral there. Like, that's that platform. You can take off in parts of it if you post at the right time with the right tags. There's ways to do it.
You remember Mines? What the fuck ever happened to that?
Yeah. Mine? Whatever that's happened to that?
Were we supposed to get money?
Still even up.
Don't you get money for your Minds post or something? I don't remember.
I don't know. Well, there was a number of things. Like, it was so funny that, like, there was a lot of web 3.0 type entrepreneurship things that were based on, because again, like, web 2.0 wasn't really social web, right? It was sort of like just a relaunching of there's web 1.0, which was like, okay, we can actually just do basic commerce through websites. That there's a lot of things that came and went with that. Like services, like you can get services through websites and goods and stuff that kind of ultimately consolidated. It's just like Amazon, right? Like web 1.0 just became Amazon.com and maybe a couple others. And there's like 2.0, which was like all kinds of new digital services, not like, you know, normal ones. And then like the social thing came and, there was a lot of entrepreneurship and sites that popped up on the, based on the idea of like virality and social networks and things like that. And none of that ultimately is going to work because they took basically the main ones like Facebook and Twitter and things like that. And they would see Twitter and they would be like, okay, there's some censorship on Twitter, so I can create my own platform that's like that, and I can have new twists to it. The funny thing is that the platforms that came up, like with YouTube, for example, the YouTube censorship, what happened? Well, you get Rumble, right? Odyssey and BitChute and Rumble. BitChute is garbage. Odyssey works well, but it doesn't have many viewers. Rumble just became all conservative. It's got some viewers, but it's like all conservative videos. But these are just clones. There's nothing new to the service. They're just clones of the YouTube service. They just work exactly the same way. Except for like the Odyssey thing, which is like we're going to base this on library coin block. So that just became a hindrance. That just became another barrier to entry to it. Like I need to have library coin to work this. Like mm-hmm. So they had to then give you free library coin to sign up so you could even post a video, because you had to trade a library coin to post a video. They're now probably going to just move away from that because library coin is being shut down by the SEC. But and they're just going to now just do based on like actual money. So it's funny though. It's like in the end,
this is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall. Rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
Now, then that just makes Odyssey, it's like literally just a clone of YouTube. Remember, BitChute was also like, we're going to be doing this based on torrent, like peer-to-peer file sharing technology, torrent. That's dead. They don't do that anymore. It's just, they just have video servers now. Like, that's just how you have to do it. You can't do it the other way because,
right,
like, that just means videos die if no one is, like, right, sharing them. Like, what are you going to continue to keep a tab open on your browser to, like, keep sharing, like, a Sticks, X, and Hammer video? Like, yeah, that's ridiculous, right? But, like everyone needs to see the Sticks video. I'm keeping this browser tab open. It's like, all right, well, that's fucking retarded. But like,
you know, peer to peer, bro. That's how you're gonna beat fucking censorship. Everything will just be a torrent that no one can find.
Yeah, that they were trying to use the WebTorrent because like Brave and other browsers now have like WebTorrent built in. You don't need a torrent client. You can just do it through those browsers. But like torrent is basically used for nothing but like illegal file sharing. So it's just, right, like, right, whatever. Which is fine. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like a lot of the illegal file sharing is happening because these corporations, businesses have made getting their content so much of an aggravation. People are, yeah, frankly, it's probably faster to find a lot of this content just by going on like a torrent site.
Dude, I'm not going to comment, but like, if I wanted to watch like high definition, any movie that's out on like Blu-ray or, you know, they have something better than Blu-ray now. I can't keep up. Is there something better than Blu-ray now?
Just like Blu-ray, like 4K, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get anything like that if you're willing to wait for the down. I mean, you don't have to wait. Like, I Swim watched, like, John Wick 3 based on just going to, something like that and doing something like that. But that, you know, I wouldn't know anybody that would do that. But that movie also was just like, why is this movie 2.5 hours? Like, why does it take this long for him to shoot everyone?
Yeah, yeah, but
that's
but,
all it is.
Like,
it's just grind. Just the movie has too much grinding in it. Too much grinding.
Yeah, it's just grinding levels. That's all. Like John Wick is doing throughout the movie, is grinding levels.
I know. Anyway. I'd rather play a first-person shooter, but like, if I want to find a film and I use like your traditional sort of streaming services, like you got a Roku, something like that, and then you go in there and you got to do a search for the movie, and then you got to try to find like, is it free on this service I'm subscribed to? Do I have to pay for it over here? And my favorite thing is when you find the movie title, but it's been mislabeled by whatever Pajit is like doing this shit behind the scenes. So it will have like the title and it will have the correct image on screen, but then you start it and it's a different movie with the same title that came out around the same time.
Isn't there like what's that
thanks, site? Pajits.
What's that site? Is it like Tubi or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like you don't have to have an account and yes, everything is free. Yeah, but like the movies are all like trash.
They're either trash or they're just like straight up just like the mislabeled. This happened to me. I got halfway through a movie.
Tubi literally does like movies that are the same title as a movie that's out, that's big. Yeah. And it's like,
sometimes it honestly looks like they just literally, whoever was translating it just wasn't paying attention and grabbed like the wrong film. Like, because everything else will match. And I was watching something, got halfway through it. I'm like, wait a minute. This is not the right film.
There's also this thing going on there. I know we've moved from like the nig gig economy to this, but this is also kind of interesting. You know, I was watching Red Letter Media and they were talking about Tubi. This is like several weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
So I went to it to look at it and I'm like, dude, and they were talking about movies like Shark Exorcist and shit like that. Just
yeah,
like
the clickbait photos. Like they do like high quality, like cheesy movie art to get you to try to watch like the really bad film. For some reason,
but right? There's like nothing. They're not even so bad that they're good. Worth there's like nothing worth watching about those movies. No.
Right?
Like it's not this. Like, this is trash. Even the so bad it's good. Like that doesn't like when you have a site dedicated to the shtick of like shitty B or like C or even D movies, like E movies, F just big like F. They're all just F movies.
Yeah,
the like F movies that like are supposed to have the shtick of like so bad it's good, like that gag.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like now you've got the so bad it's good economy, and that's no good.
Yeah.
Like it used to be, you'd have like a Roger Corman, like awful movie, or like a Blumhouse or something like that, and it would be kind of funny, kind of ironic. But or you get like a Sharknado type thing, kind of funny and ironic. But now you've got like hundreds, if not thousands, of these movies.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why would I ever sit and actually watch this? This is dumb. And the production value is so bad. It's literally filmed on like an iPhone and you have like really D-list, not even D-list, like F-list actors just like running around in the woods, like pretending to be scared of like a shark hologram. It just doesn't, it's like, there's nothing here. There's just nothing here. It's not worth it. Like even Red Letter Media couldn't do a React economy based on those movies. Cause it's just not even worth even discussing.
The video streaming economy is so fucked because they looked at it in totally the wrong way. It's basically like how many minutes of content are available, how many titles are there, that's how we're gonna get subscriber. And then since they do ratings, the new like rating for streaming is like how many minutes watched for each. Why don't you just count how many people. So tell me how many unique viewers watched something, but no, they go by minutes watched. So that leads to like the latest Star Wars streaming series is just all like really long shots of people like looking at majestic like backgrounds or people slowly walking through a room looking for something.
Man.
And like
now
a lot
you're
of
gonna get like
yeah
they've like incentivized themselves back to
just
make
the shows just stick yeah to make yeah, the shows right. longer. So they just make the like what used to be a 45-minute episode is now like 90 minutes. But nothing extra happens. They just take a long time. They do a lot of establishing shots and stuff. And it just, because that gets the minutes. Because if you're a Star Wars faggot and you want to know what's going to happen, you're going to sit through all that. So it's.
What's actually happening is you're putting it on the background while you fuck around on your phone and you eat and you do all these other things. Yeah. And it's just like having a screensaver.
Yeah. So you're doing that.
Yeah.
And,
but anyway, so the point here being. Nothing is organic anymore. There's no organic creators. There's no, you can't even do it. You can't become PewDiePie again. Like there was some organic sense to how he became big. You know, you can't become, and frankly, they never really liked him and I never see him promoted. I think he's still doing videos, but he never gets promoted on YouTube.
He had a baby. His wife.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard something about that. Yeah,
his wife
like, does he still do videos though? Does he still
I
do
have no
videos?
Idea. I haven't heard anything about him.
I'm not subscribed to him anymore. I unsubscribed from PewDiePie.
Wow.
And I subscribed to that Pajit.
What do you like? Would you hate Brendan Tiffrent and Tarrant or something like that? What the fuck?
Well, that actually that did kind of fuck him up, like the fact that guy did that.
But he screamed that. That was so stupid.
Subscribe to PewDiePie. That whole thing was retarded. That was like one of the more retarded things that ever happened. But like I mean, it's really just bad. Like, why? What's the bonus content? It was like content. Yeah, I mean, that's just
right.
Also how.
Thank you,
I mean,
YouTube.
Even that is dead, though. People aren't streaming their mass shootings anymore. Like, think
oh
about
my
that.
God.
Like, it's so.
Even the mass shooters aren't streaming. Anymore.
It's so dead. Like nobody even streams their mass shootings anymore.
Oh, you know what?
Like,
you just
right?
remind
like,
me of.
It's not even like that was. Oh God, dude, this is gonna
so
be worse.
That's streaming.
Frankly,
again. Even streaming.
Streaming of mass shootings was sort of like the last gasp of like organic internet content. Now,
like the extinction
now it's
burst.
Just totally. It's all totally corporatized. I'm not even. I mean, I know how that sounds, but I'm actually not even fucking joking. If you really think about it. So don't assume anything you see on Twitter or on anything or of any meme or trend that you're talking about is not in some way being viralized or promoted you know, they took these content to like the lab in Wuhan, and they like what is that? What do they call it? Gain of function. They did like gain of function research on like nigger viral video.
That's gonna be really cool. Whenever the next mass shooting has to be gay and trans, so it's obviously an Amazon product.
Right.
Amazon mass shooters.
There was good stuff in the comments the other day. I'm trying to find it. Somebody had data on how many like mass shooting funerals had new mass shootings at them. I'm desperately trying to find that. Okay, here we go. Ignatius.
I told you that nigger funerals were definitely getting shot up. But yeah.
Ignatius reports in. I'm not going to fact check it. I'm going to assume these numbers are true. If not, they're higher.
Yeah, they are.
He says there were 17 mass shootings at funerals or memorials in 2021. Almost all of them were at the funerals of people killed in gun violence. Several were funerals for people killed in other mass shootings. I would love to see like the source and like just pour through that, because that's pretty good stuff. Remember when people
I'm
said
sure
the,
he got it from Gun Violence Archive and other places like
he says,
that.
Remember when people said the funeral drive-by scene from the movie Colors was considered to be over-exaggerated? This is from God to Pound, a different commenter. Now it's almost quaint with the 24/7 cycle of morning to midnight monkey madness we have to live with. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, nobody should doubt for a second that niggers like shoot up nigger funerals.
There was somebody,
because the funeral is also just filled with your ops, right?
Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using like e-checks. Then there's some extra fees, because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can... give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when, because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
Right? Like those. Yeah. See, like I said, in the modern slave economy, and you would just use a funeral would be like a big trap set to capture more slaves, right? Yeah. Like you wouldn't need to shoot them. You literally do a dragnet. You know, you put like a net under the ground where by the coffin, and you just like lift it on. You know, okay, here's a whole bunch of new slaves for you, massa. But yeah, that's I could see like you know this would actually be Neal Stephenson could run with this idea for his next like. Novel, but I don't think he will, because it's just too much. Like Neal Stephenson likes to kind of color within libtarded lines when he does his sort of edgy stuff.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Here's one. One killed, three injured in a shooting outside of DC funeral home. This is from April. One man was killed and three other were critically injured Tuesday in a shooting outside of a funeral home for a homicide victim in the nation's capital.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly So you can find that's how you fact check it. Find those articles. You can find them.
The shooting happened 20 minutes after the funeral ended for a victim of a homicide who was shot and killed in March. The victim's family had asked police to have officers near the funeral. Someone named Conti. Who's Conti?
Wait.
What is going on? Police Chief Robert Conti.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a police chief. All right.
Yeah. The shooting happened about 20 minutes after the funeral ended. Yes. At least four people were shot. One man died at the scene, and two men and a woman, were taken to the hospital in critical condition. At this point, it appears that several people who were in the block were specifically targeted. We're unsure why that is, why these people were targeted, more or less why they were targeted at a funeral. We don't understand that. What do you mean you don't understand it?
Wait.
What do you mean you don't? I understand it completely.
Everybody understands it.
Like,
you know
you're
why.
At the funeral, you don't expect to get shot at. And so they do it.
It was a funeral for
a fucking nigger.
Police have made no arrests. That's sort of like the new development in America. It's like there will no longer be arrests made in this stuff.
So the police chief, he rolls up to the funeral home. He's like,
"What is going on?"
Well, no, he tries to tell you what is going on, and he's just like, hey,
yeah,
we just don't get it.
He's like, listen, here is...
What is going on?
This is the funeral for a nigger. And so they got shot up again, yeah.
So the closing sentence of this article is, the gunfire comes as the country reels from the latest string of mass shootings, including 5 people killed at Louisiana, at a Louisville bank, I'm sorry, on Monday.
So this is from 2021?
No, it's 2023. This is from April.
Oh.
So basically, yeah, okay. You have to be more specific.
So
and, of course,
like
the specificity offered towards the gun violence is that one, like, man bites dog, like the white guy went and shot his former co-workers at the bank in Louisville. I remember that. In Louisville, Kentucky. But it's like, no, that's not what the nation is reeling from. The nation is reeling from the fact that niggers shooting each other outside of a funeral home is, like, part and parcel. And it's the new TNB. It's typical nigger behavior.
Right. We could easily. What's funny is niggers are so off the rails that, like, there have been a few white mass shooters. I mean, first of all, the idea that this is a regular occurrence is just like, all right, there's something fucking really going on here. But like we've discussed that before. But like white mass shooters are probably significantly I don't even think the myth of the white mass shooter persists. I think the only place that myth persists is amongst like niggers who still want to believe that, right?
You don't have your drops, do you? You don't have your drops.
I mean, drops, which I mean, okay. Well, press forward.
The title of this video is "One Dead, Three Injured After a Gunman Opens Fire During Funeral Luncheon." Right, homicide.
Oh God, I don't think I have that one. I really don't think I have.
The luncheon consisted of several dead niggers.
Yes, luncheon consisted of several sweaty balls. What was it like?
I don't remember. Something about balls of something. I don't remember what that luncheon was.
Yeah,
was
that shit, I can't even.
An explosion of gunfire outside of an Upper Darby business leads to pandemonium and death. Chopper 6 over the scene early this evening. As police converged, several people shot. Investigators believe the violence may have been in retaliation to a deadly shooting from last week. Monday night, and the big story on Action News is...
This is dated August 23rd, so this is like a week old.
One person dead, 3 injured in that shooting, following a funeral on the 600 block of Long Lane in Upper Darby. Action News reporter Katie Castro is live in Upper Darby with the latest on the search for the gunman.
What's up? I like this nigger. He's like very talented.
Yeah, he's very
up on Darby. Look at this girl. She's like, it's like the microphone is like, she's holding a shake weight. Look at the size. Look at the size. She's like going to start doing the bit, you know? Get those triceps toned up.
And an update on the victims. Katie.
Rick, police say this is some sort of a retaliation from a homicide that happened in Clifton Heights last Thursday. There was a funeral for that victim today, followed by a luncheon, and that's where those shots rang out.
I'm trying to find that drop.
The luncheon consisted of several bleeding nogs.
When I see something like
this nigga be at the luncheon.
My God.
It's like, wow. It's like, I was really, for a second, luncheon. I'm like, what if
luncheon
there's like,
was, you know,
I was concerned they might show a white person. Like, fuck, what if there's a white dude? No, here we go.
When I see something like this, I feel saddened about our community.
Upper Darby police say,
was that an educated Lane nigger? He knew how to talk.
Is dead and 3 other people injured in a shooting just after 5 p.m. on the 600 block of Long Lane. The shooter's target, a luncheon for a man who was killed Thursday night in Clifton Heights. Between 50 to 100 people were in attendance.
Damn.
Everyone that was on location here were coming out of that venue. Of course, they were running. They were scared.
Sup, Tim? Get it? Sup, Tim?
Yeah.
Police believe the shooting was in retaliation for last week's killing in which 24...
See, I like the wow. This violence really blew my hair back. I'm sorry, Tim. It's like really just. I'm still in shock.
Tim. I don't think so, Tim.
Didn't see this coming.
Of course, they were running. They were scared.
Police believe the shooting was
really
a retaliation for last week's killing, in which 25-year-old Burchett Lamont King is accused.
Burchett Lamont King, nigga,
of murdering
King.
His uncle.
King?
He murdered his uncle. Come on.
5-year-old Burchett Lamont King is a
king. Like, here's your crown.
Accused of murdering
you dropped this.
His uncle, 39-year-old James Ford. King has since been taken into custody.
Oh, sorry, I can't. Imagine if this was these things were national news. I mean, People would be like demanding.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, when you watch local news from any city in America, this is all that it is.
This is all it is, and it's amazing they won't change it.
All that it is.
And this is from a week ago. This is a week old story. This isn't like we dredged it up and they're not putting the lid on this kind of shit.
What's amazing, though, is because nobody watches, like, I don't know how many people watch that stuff on TV, but if you look at these YouTube videos that have these stories, on YouTube, they have like a few hundred views. Like, I'm wondering who is watching like local news like this, but local news continues to cover this stuff. And
yeah,
national news doesn't, like NBC Nightly News.
No, they don't touch this stuff.
Lester Holt.
Lester Holt.
Right. Like, they don't ever talk about this stuff.
Right? Lester Holst.
I want to try to get there. I want to hear the whole, like, they're finally, you know, a minute 20 in, video's halfway over, they're finally into the details. I want to know what the crime was.
5-year-old Burchett Lamont King is accused of murdering his uncle, 39-year-old James Ford. King has since been taken into custody. Now the search is on for the suspects in this latest shooting.
Right now it looks like we're looking for a dark-colored Chevy Malibu.
Oh, dark-colored suspect. I didn't think you were supposed to identify the suspect by.
Now he's profiling the car.
From the video, we can depict two people: one male getting out and firing into the venue.
One dark-colored male getting out.
Do you have a dark-colored male, or is this a dark color?
Multiple.
Yeah, we're looking for one dark-colored male.
Maybe you're supposed to, like, pick up on that. Maybe that's, like, between the lines.
Into the venue. We have multiple shell casings up there.
People in the community say they are fed up with the gun violence.
Really at a loss for words, and my heart truly goes out to the family and to the parents.
What if it was your kid? Would you should be singing a different tune? Like, oh, he can't put him in jail. He's just trying to get back in.
It might have been her kid. There's no way of knowing.
Might have been. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like the contextualized, like, nigger reacts to, like, this violence. Like, my baby did this shoot in.
Well, you would think. I mean, the other thing that this kind of local news coverage does is it makes you think that, like, niggers, like, actually are interested in taking some kind of step to make this stop, and they're just not.
No, they cry about it.
They're just going to, like, they just as heavily,
like, cry bitter tears about their baby being, like, incarcerated for it.
Yeah, they effectively, as Stryker was saying, they effectively consent to live like this.
Yeah.
Like in their collective majority as niggers, the nigger majority effectively, when its will is done, which it really actually is being done right now, this is how they're effectively choosing to live. There's probably a few here and there who don't want to live like that. You got some blurs here and there, you know, that don't want to live like that and want to get away from it. Maybe some educated lane niggers, but in the majority, the black community consents to this, where the white community is opposite. Right.
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't, because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Bag it.
White community does not consent to this. The white community actually is the voting bloc for law and order crackdowns on this kind of shit. That's the majority bloc you need to implement some kind of law and order crackdown. And that's
If it hasn't happened already, like, there's another group of niggers that are going to look for who did this shooting to shoot them.
Yeah, and there's going to be happen again. Right, yeah. That's the thing. So what's funny is what I was going to say when you read that headline or that first line or whatever of the article about, like, the nation is still reeling from a bout of gun violence. I'm like, that almost sounds like a 2021 type headline, because I'm like, is the nation even reeling anymore? It seems like no. Like, we are now getting into a mode where this is status quo, right? Like, we are, like, it's actually quite amazing what's happened over the last few years. Like, there was a point where, you know, and we were talking about it, now everybody knows. Like, it's not a secret. The nigger violence is not a secret. It's not hidden. Everybody knows it, and we are getting into a thing where everyone is just rolling their eyes now. It's just status quo. We are in a new status quo in this country, and constant nigger death is, I mean, what's so funny is people talk about, like, oh, kinetic nigger death and shit like that. So that's what niggers do. Niggers are always doing that, right? And so it's just never ending. And of course, you know, white people do get caught up in this. Sure, like, blacks kill more blacks than they kill whites. But white people never asked to live like this. In fact, they specifically requested the opposite. White people have specifically requested the opposite of this. So it really is an injustice on all these many levels. But it doesn't seem like America even really – it just seems like with everything in America, like, there's so many – like, Americans will just eat this. They'll just suck it up and just eat it and press forward. Just it's remarkable. Like, once you realize, like, this is how it is, it's not changing. No one wants to change it. No one has the will to change it. We're just going to move forward. We're just gonna have to press forward with this being the reality.
Yeah, no, it's not exactly a fucking secret that niggers are this way. Other niggers understand it. And I was, like, trolling in the Yahoo comments section the other day.
I think white people get it too, frankly.
Well, yeah. there's this funny article from one of these, like, black magazines. It's like, why do they hate us? I was like, that's the easiest question I've answered in several years. Because you ruined every American city. You ruined all of them.
I mean, they've moved on to ruining suburbs and now rural areas too. Suburbs. They ruin everywhere.
They're going to ruin rural areas soon, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be ruining exurbs. Most white people are living in, like, exurbs.
But that response resonates with people because people understand in America the cities have been fucking ruined by these little animals.
Right. Right.
Upper Darby, like, PA.
This is one of the true tragedies of life in America is that Americans, I mean, one of the reasons we even have this urbanite-ruralite divide is because it legitimately is impossible to just visit a city and have a nice time without, like, being inundated with all kinds of wild nigger shit or just being adjacent to it and seeing it. Whereas now, I have not been to Europe in a long time. I don't know if I will be again, but it is remarkable. At least it was. You know, last time I was in Europe was probably over 10 years ago, or maybe a little bit less than that. I don't think I'll be able to go again. They're not going to let me in, but which is very sad. But, like, when you see an actual city with just, like, white people in it, or like 90% white people, which is still the case in many places in Europe, it's remarkable. It's remarkable to see that. Really, one of the main places you'll see it now is, like, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've found people who do videos of, like, street scenes, walking on the street and just showing people what another city is like. Like, that's actually, interestingly enough, there's another economy that's building online of people that live in other places who are English speakers, doing a video to show Americans what it's like in other places. And there's one guy he's a Russian guy, and he moves between two regions of Russia. One is Moscow and another one is North Ossetia. And there's a big city in North Ossetia, which is actually not South Ossetia, not the Georgian, like, breakaway province, but North Ossetia, which is just part of Russia. There's a big city, 300,000 people, called Vladikavkaz. So he'll walk around that and show you what that looks like, and then he'll get back to Moscow and he'll show you what that looks like walking around Moscow. And it's like all white people. It's like this, and Moscow is particularly remarkable. It's like this huge, massive metropolis, like 10 million people in the greater urban area. They're all white.
I don't know. I was told that Moscow was browner than Paris. But anyway, let's press forward with this.
No, it's not. It's legitimately not. I mean, you're going to have to show evidence of that if you think so. But then you go to... like, St. Petersburg, and not only is it all white people, but it's, like, one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Yep.
And so, you know, this is what we could have had in America. We could have had this. I mean, New York City, frankly... Manhattan is really nice if it wasn't filled with blacks.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm still dealing with the loss of my son from gun violence.
Nigger violence.
The three injured victims.
Well, we don't know which. She might just be talking about a different incident.
Yeah. She just generalized.
Like, which gun violence incident?
Like, it's just, like, big story.
It's like, was she shot? Was your son the one that was shot yesterday? The one that was shot last week? This is the retaliation for it. We don't know.
Or just, like, last year.
Or was she, like, shot last night? Was she shot in the interim between this happening and the report going on? You know, we don't know.
Well, frankly, whenever you see these things, they'll get these whammies, these mammies on, right? And all of them have lost a son to this. Every single one. Every single one. And whether it was this week or this month or that last year, every single one has.
I want to hear the wrap-up.
There's something, like, off-center about this broad. I don't know.
The three injured victims were taken to a local hospital. One is in critical condition. Upper Darby police...
Maybe they'll have a shooting at the hospital.
...are working with...
Is that a thing they... Maybe I'll Google that next.
...Clifton Heights police on this investigation. They say they do plan to release surveillance video soon. Reporting live in Upper Darby, Katie Catra, Channel 6, Action News. Rick?
Thanks, Rick. Let's see. So let's.
I like how it's like big story. Like, okay.
So this has less than 10,000 views
Right.
But they have 381,000 subscribers. This is ABC6 Philadelphia.
Right. So, yeah, I figured that this was something outside of Philly, Upper Darby.
At least but gangs know where the opposing groups is gathering during the funerals, but how could this be retaliation for the guy killing his uncle? Dang, no respect for dead people. When is this going to end? When they all dead.
Someone said that?
That's in the comments. That's the response to when is this going to end.
That's definitely also a nigger that said that.
Could be. And then there's like just a bunch of comments about how much everybody likes the Anchorman. It's like, yeah, he's kind of good.
Well, he does the Anchorman thing pretty well, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anyway, he kind of reminds me of Bongo.
Bongo. We're gonna
Ali Bongo.
Are we gonna talk about the Gabon McGinnis coup, or what are we gonna do?
Gabon.
Gabon McGinnis.
That's good. Well, yeah, Gabon, I don't even know how to say that country. Is it Gabon? Gabon.
We should say. We should save that for hour two because there's a lot. There's still a lot more like funeral shootings here we can go through.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the point being, okay, but keep going with the funeral shootings.
God, five. Look at this one. This is an entirely negrified story. Five leaving cemetery after funeral, wounded by gunfire from another vehicle. Maryland police says. Police say, and then here's two police officials that are both niggers. This is from July. Bladensburg, Maryland. Five people leaving a cemetery. Yes. I like when the first line of the story is the
headline. Assuming that's outside Baltimore.
No arrests were immediately made. No judgments here. Five victims were all taken to area hospitals.
No arrests here are made.
Yeah. You can, guys can shoot at whoever they want to shoot at.
Look, guys can shoot at whatever kind of gatherings they want. Yeah. No arrests here are made. We've got the funeral shooters tend to stay in this area over here.
They're clarifying there was not an exchange between the two vehicles of gunfire. It was just one vehicle
that's good to know.
Shooting at the other. So this may not be mutual combat then if there wasn't any firing back. At this time, I can't confirm that it was road rage or not. We're still working. Can you imagine? Like nigger violence is so unpredictable. Well, that's the thing. Nigger violence is so unpredictable. You can't really rule that out, that a nigger might have just shot at you on the access road to a funeral, to a cemetery because they got mad at the way you pulled out. You ain't got a signal like that. They might just shoot at you. But you really can't. Like, it might not be any kind of retaliation. It might just be a nigger got mad. They're trying to visit their gun violence shooting victim and your gun violence, shooting victim a procession
like
got in the way of theirs.
Groups of gun violence victims, like, shoot each other up. Like, right. Well, that's actually really what it is. Niggers are now just roaming packs of gun violence victims.
Yeah.
Or gun, like, traumatized. Like,
gun violence victims.
Yeah, so there's no info.
You will
on
be
this.
Humiliated when my pack of gun violence victims.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio on how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Shoots out the window of a dark-colored SUV at your pack of gun violence.
So there's no names in this. There's no names of any.
Right. They don't have. There's no point.
The only name in here is Police Chief Tyrone Collington Sr. That means there's a junior running around. And that's how you become the police chief, I guess. Like you raise your family, assuming. Maybe he just adopted the senior.
Junior is
a
victim of gun violence at this point.
Maybe that's what. Yeah, that could be why. What I do want to say what does he say? What I do want to say is that this is uncommon in our community. This is an unnecessary, senseless act of violence. As a result, multiple people. It's not uncommon.
I doubt it's uncommon. Maybe he means like just right at the cemetery. But
I guess that, like shooting at the...
It's uncommon at the cemetery, but everywhere else, you know, we can't expect
It's not
that.
Really even uncommon there, though. I don't believe you it's uncommon anywhere, frankly.
July 11th, Fox 29, Philadelphia. Oh, this is the same story, Upper Darby. Well, now we got pictures of... This is Tyrese Long. This is one of the guys. I don't know which victim this is. Because Ford was the uncle. He was so. This is the This is the guy who was shot in the Tyrese Long and Khalid Brittingham were identified as victims of the shooting during the funeral. But so these are the guys. These are the niggas that got shot at the luncheon. Oh no!
I remember that.
No,
that clip was like
this is a different one. This is from 2022. The other one was from last month.
Oh, so it is.
How many funerals in Upper Darby got shot up? Unless they're just reposting.
Dude, it's a very common thing. Like, let's be clear. Like, people getting shot at funerals.
Have identified the double.
I'm sorry. These are different niggas.
21-year-old Tyrese Long of Darby Borough and 25-year-old Khalid Boddingham of Fulcroft Borough were killed. Last week, police released a picture of a man they want to talk to about this shooting. Police say one gunman inside a car opened fire on the two men who were inside a different vehicle sitting in a traffic area at a funeral procession that was happening on...
This is a different funeral in the same town and different niggas shooting at each other.
Well, Upper Darby, I'm assuming that's where that's outside Pennsylvania. That's outside Philly.
Marshall
Road.
Okay, Fox. Right? How do I get out of your video applet? Holy shit! All right, the video ended. That's how I get out.
You're stuck in here until it's over. Just hold your feet down.
I wasn't clicking on that because I thought they were the same incident. That is fucking amazing. Here's one in Chicago.
What's funny is, Upper Darby is like right in the middle of Philly, dude.
Upper Darby, like the name that. As a name of a town, that sounds like a nice place. White Plains,
but
New York.
So does like Boddingham, right? Boddingham.
Right. More on that breaking news now. At least two people are shot. Another person hurt following an ambush outside a funeral.
CBS 2's Suzanne Lemieux is live at University of Chicago Medical Center. That's where shooting victims are recovering.
It's an ambush. They're updating their fucking tactics now. It's not just a shooting. They're like tactical.
Right now, Suzanne. Ambush.
Jim Marie, those two people in critical condition right here inside the hospital. A third person, I'm told by a police source, a woman, self-transported to another hospital. She was trampled.
Like self-deported to a different town.
All of this happening as everyone...
She did a thing that niggers never, ever do. She drove herself to the hospital. Really uncommon. That should be the story here. That should be the headline. Yeah. Nigger drove herself to hospital.
I like that this nigger has black iPhone buds in her ear because she's black instead of the white ones. Do they do that? Do they have, like, funny. Racially?
They must do that. Yeah.
All of this happening as everyone.
What?
You should do this. You should go to just search Upper Darby on Google.
Oh, all right.
And just bring up the page that comes up because it's very funny. What
all right,
comes
I will.
Up.
I want to hear more about this Chicago shooting.
Try to run from the gunshots.
Dollar stop.
Evidence markers are next to the nearly 50 shell casings police recovered near 79th and Cottage in front of this Leek and Son's funeral home. A funeral was taking place.
Hey, Leek and Son.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Leek and Son. Call the Bama Lamps.
A funeral was taking place here for 18-year-old Jakari.
He leaked out. He got nothing left to leak. Oh,
for 18-year-old Jakarian Johnson. Jakarian. The teen was shot to death earlier this month
in the back of
the Yards neighborhood.
Oh, so this is a funeral for Jakarian. Like the Jakarian Isthmus, the Jakarian heresy.
A person.
Like, isn't that like, that sounds like an alien name.
Sounds like an alien raised the Jakarians.
A person who was inside the funeral spoke to me off camera. They said a man wearing a black backpack and black hoodie walked into the funeral.
And black skin?
Everyone inside started to duck under the pews. He was recognized as a gang member.
I I love how this story is so horrible, yet it's so like anodyne the way they tell it to you. It's like, well, recognized as a gang member.
It so happens all the time, but like I really do think that there's some element to like they're not supposed to racially profile the perpetrator, but like they emphasize like black hoodie, black back, like, and dark colored SUV. That is, I think that is some subliminal profiling going on there. But also, niggas just be wearing that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Man went
niggas
to the
just
cap.
Wear black.
That's
hoodies.
What you wear, like when you're doing ops. Wear all black.
Right. When you're Skip out there doing.
No one can see you if you're wearing black. Urban camouflage.
Skit took pictures of Johnson, then left. What? The witness says the man went to a car, then pulled up in front of the funeral home and started shooting at people on the sidewalk. The witness says someone who was attending the funeral started shooting back at the man in the car. Leek and Sons Funeral Home's vice president.
Yeah, no, this is fairly often happens. Right?
I better go to the. I better be armed when I go to the funeral. I might have to shoot
remember
back.
Remember that like
at somebody.
Nigger tranny shooting that happened? Was it Juneteenth or one of these recent ones? And it was in Philly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the nigger tranny,
weird
and they were like,
fucking...
they're like one person's in custody because they shot back.
Yeah,
and it's like okay.
And then they went for days trying to establish that this nigger was like a Trump nigger or something.
Yeah, he was like some right wing. He's like some right winger.
Like, reality,
okay,
like
yeah, sure
if
thing.
That's even true, he probably was just paid to do like Trump influence.
Yeah, yeah.
Posts,
he was
you
doing.
Know?
He was paid to do nigger react videos before he did a mass shooting. Yeah. Like, look, this is actually. Here's the thing. This is going to be something. This is the risk you take when you pay niggers to do nigger react videos for whatever your viral campaign is. Because now the Trump campaign is apparently paying for these. Mm-hmm. So like, but when that same nigger that did that goes out and does like a mass shooting, like that's going to possibly be a bit of a PR issue. They're going to have to clean up, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's press forward here.
Spencer Leek Jr. says years ago when there was a funeral Spencer for a victim Leek. Of a homicide, there were no issues.
So,
but now that's changed.
Wait, hold on.
Say that again.
What? Say again, bitch.
Leek and Sons Funeral Home's vice president, Spencer Leek Jr., says years ago when there was a funeral for a victim of a homicide, there were no issues. But now that's changed.
We used to be able to have funerals for murder victims without more people getting murdered. Unfortunately,
the rules have changed.
That's not true anymore. Yeah.
Nationwide.
This is happening not only in Chicago, but across the country.
You anywhere know,
you
find
it
niggas.
In D.C., you hear about it in Philadelphia, you hear about it in California. So it's not.
Yeah, it's like in these Democrat run cities.
It's not a Chicago problem, it's a national problem.
Oh, he said, what problem?
And
national.
It's an N problem.
It's an N problem.
National problem. It's like in that. What parts of the nation specifically, what regions and areas and demographic?
National
centers.
Problem, and nationally, our elected officials need to come together and
officials.
Say and agree on something where we can get the guns out of people's hands. We can get the help that people need mentally and physically and emotionally.
Dude, now we're told you, like there is actually a pretty wide consensus in America that this shit needs to stop.
Yeah,
they don't want to, and it's not about getting the guns out of people's hands. It's about getting niggers, like, in jail.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Like, it's not just, like, because the people that do this are black. White people with guns don't do this shit.
Nope.
I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen.
Nope. Never.
You know, and anybody wants to be like, but what about the mass shooting? It's like, yeah, that's, like, literally, you know, man bites nog. Like, it's just not,
the mass shooting
last
week.
It's not anywhere statistically even close to this shit.
The mass shooting last week in Florida, like, that's probably, like, in some way, it's, like, a response to, like, this going on.
Yes, absolutely it is. There's no question that it is. Like, you wouldn't, you know, in some
I mean,
way.
I'm not justifying it, but I'm saying, like, you see, like, you can draw the fucking causal,
right. Well,
the causality
the
line
issue
to
is,
it.
Yeah, the causality chain is very apparent, and it's not to say that he's like, niggers are shooting things up.
Hey, everybody. Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
I'm going to go do that. It's because the system has decided to stop enforcing the law. That means more nigger violence. That means, frankly, more racism by white people. That means that the feds have to suppress more white racism or discredit more white racism. That means they have to actually incite more mentally ill people to do something like that. So the chain of causality is this, because the reason that they do that, the reason feds incite people to do those kinds of shootings is in order to discredit the idea of racism amongst other white people, to make any white person be like, well, if you think bad thoughts about niggers, this is what happens. This, or like, frankly, this, you know, Donald Trump or whatever it might be. That's why they do that. So if there wasn't an uptick of racism as a reaction to the fact that they refused to enforce the law against niggers, you wouldn't have feds needing to plan ops like that. So yeah. There we go. Like that's the chain of causality right there. And frankly, I take it as a given. I take it as for granted at this point that the federal government and the FBI or the Department of Homeland Security are in some way involved in every single one of those shootings. When we found out that the black supermarket shooter last year, when we found out that dude just had an FBI agent in his Discord chat room, then I was like, all right, that's it. Like, there's not a single, just like everything is astroturfed and crop dusted on social media, even these mass shootings are crop dusted by the FBI. There's no question in my mind. We have enough evidence now that shit is a constant thing that the FBI is doing.
Now we're told a police squad car was detailed to the funeral, and still someone came and opened fire.
I was just detailed. The funeral. A police squad car was detailed.
That brings up a really good point. I totally forgot about that. Generally, you have police cars escorting funerals just to kind of clear traffic. Like, there's usually one assigned.
This is a thought that comes to me is like, so a nigger funeral that gets a squad car detailed to it to try to prevent, like, try and tell your local police department that you've heard something bad is going to happen to you, and can they send somebody out to like make sure that doesn't happen? They're like, no, call us back when you actually get shot. That's usually how American law enforcement works. But imagine, like,
they're not there to protect. They're there to
mop up fucking afterwards, sort of.
Yeah.
But not with worthless niggers that kill each other. Like, they'll detail a fucking... I guess they do that because they're afraid of, like, the fucking crossfire and the lack of aiming and the bystanders that might get hit.
But what does that really do? Because apparently that didn't stop anything here.
No, but it's just funny. It's just funny they would even make the effort. It just pisses me off they would even make the effort. You know,
open fire on those attending. Police say right now, no one is in custody.
Suzanne Lemignot, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Lemignot.
Suzanne Lemignot.
No, Lemignot.
In Hyde Park, Suzanne Lemignot. Lemignot. CBS 2 News.
Lemignot. She got the filet mignot. All right, so you wanted me to look up Upper Darby on Google, is that right?
Just search it on Google and just bring up the stuff that comes up.
What was the actual search term? Upper Darby, Pennsylvania? Upper Darby, PA?
Just Upper Darby. You don't need to do anything else. It immediately gives it to you, the Pennsylvania one, which is in the middle of Philly. It's right there in the middle of Philly.
Okay.
It's just a neighborhood,
Upper Darby
municipality.
Upper Darby Town.
But what's sort of funny is, are you not getting like images coming up in the top? That's what kind of made me laugh. I'm talking about you have a totally different interface than I do.
Try our new AI powered experiment with helpful overviews from research. Now you're going to AI me?
Yeah. Well, I got, because what I've gotten is before, I've got those same top stories of like missing 7-year-old girl, but I also have like a bunch of images that came up. Like I've got images, a map, and then like weather. So you have like, I must have a newer Google. Maybe I actually went, you haven't gone to the newer Google interface. Click like, go ahead and try it. See what that does.
Oh God. They want me to
maybe
agree.
Don't do it. See what happens. I mean,
you access a new generative AI experiment and search to describe the privacy, you'll find SG Google collects data around your search queries and look. No!
No, you don't need that. I don't know why you have a very different Google. But what I've got...
You've got news, maybe?
Here's basically... Well, no, I just... It's just straight up Google. But what I got was like a mural. Like, I've got like...
Can you send me the URL?
Let me just
Give me the URL.
Yeah, I can send you the URL.
Just grab it right out of your search box. I'll throw it in here and see what we got. Because now I'm really curious to see what you're talking about. I'm looking at I'm looking at these news stories. It's all nigga shit. Introducing Upper Darby's first mural arts pilot program.
The issue is that there's like a slideshow of pictures.
Oh my god. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I got the same page. It didn't give me the slideshow.
Well, here, I'll just show you this. Like, yeah.
Can you show it on screen?
So, well, here, I'll send you the image, and you can just like this is what I got, and this is why it's kind of dumb that like, but like, This is literally what came up when I searched it. So it's sort of funny because you said you can imagine that it's like a nice place. And so, like, yeah, you might think so, right?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like totally incongruous with what actually goes on.
Yeah, it says Upper Darby Municipality in Pennsylvania, and there's this picture of this like cabin, this like quaint little.
This nice old Swedish cabin.
It's in the woods, and there's a white guy outside. It's like no. And then they show you like on the map, like oh, that's in the middle of some shit right there, and it's like yeah.
Now, because it is Philly, and Philly is an old place. It's one of the older cities. That cabin probably exists in Upper Darby. It's probably someplace in a park, someplace. Because my mother lived in Philly for a while when I was a kid, and I would go visit her, and she would take us like on weekends. We'd go to like historic sites, and we go walking around parks and stuff. And there'd be stuff like that, right? There'd be a cabin like that in the middle of a park in Philadelphia, and there'd be some curator there, like some guy who majored in like history. Who's there like curating the cabin and telling you about it and shit like that, right? Not exactly like Colonial Williamsburg, whatever, but there'd be stuff like that. And it's sort of funny that, yeah, that exists, but then like you go out back into the normal streets and it's just like nigger violence everywhere. Mm-hmm. And even when I was a little kid, those neighborhoods had lots of blacks. I mean, I remember being a kid and my mother lived in a couple different places. She lived in Philly, she lived in Detroit, and she always would have like kind of a nice area. There was actually nice areas of Detroit still when I was a kid. But outside of that would just be like niggers everywhere. It was pretty wild, actually. Anyway.
A budding mural arts program is now underway in Upper Darby. UDTJ, a local social justice group, is leading the initiative. The goal is to fill the township's public spaces with vibrant murals by connecting local artists with interested properties. So you're just going to have a bunch of like
this
nigger paintings.
This is nothing new. If you've ever been to nigger neighborhoods in cities, you will always find like the side of like a brick side of a building
will
be all painted up with like Martin Luther King surrounded by flowers. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
or the latest person to be shot at a funeral, they'll have a mural with him with like halos and a halo and wings and like this.
Remember
like,
the stories that started coming out in like 2021 where they're like George Floyd murals.
Yeah.
Are all like lack of maintenance. They're all like falling apart from lack of maintenance. Like they painted them, they went up, and now like they're not maintaining them, and now there just aren't any to be found. Like they're just gone. Like you don't see them anymore. Like you really don't really come across George Floyd murals anymore. But you still get like, I went to New York the other day, and as I was going in, there was like in Jersey City or something like that. I drove past on the highway. There was like this big mural. Of like it was like four different women of color, none of whom I knew who they were, and it had some slogan about like celebrating, you know, who we are or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's very typical. You see that. In fact, when you start seeing that shit, you know you're in a dangerous area. It's not, you know, because it's not so much like those murals help. The thing they kind of help is like demarcate territories. So like if you're driving and you find yourself in an area where there's like murals of like POC. On the sides of buildings, you're like, okay, I'm going to need to navigate my way out of this neighborhood because I'm kind of heading into a danger zone. Because as soon as you see that shit, it's like, yeah, this is not good. This is not a good area.
Yeah, yeah.
But this was like in Maryland, was it Repo Man where he's like, God, help me get my wife's car out of this bad area. It's a bad area. I need you to drive my wife's car out of this bad area. That was actually funny. They basically confessed in that movie that everybody they were repoing cars from was niggers.
Let's see. What is this, though? Upper Darby police arrest suspect in Wembley Road killing. A missing duffel bag, suspect vehicle set on fire, and cell phone connections. Here's our specimen.
It's just not. Oh, my God. Is that King?
That is a wide-ass nose.
That nigger looks like he's been through some shit.
Upper Darby Township Police have arrested a Philadelphia
all
man.
All niggers have been through some shit.
Like, there's a new... There's,
I remember
there's
when Hawk Nation would talk about how, like, he'd read a story where, like, a 70-year-old nigger was doing some shit. He's like, God damn, that nigger... I remember there was a story where, like, some ops went... There was, like, this 70-year-old nigger in his house, and, like, some ops, like, went to try and kill him, and he had the thing, like, booby-trapped, and he killed, like... he killed the guys that were trying to kill him, and Hawk Nation was like, well, he's 70 years old. You gotta figure he's...
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in. Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. I could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription. And then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling it or something.
Had some skills. Like, okay, he's alive.
He's 70s and nigger.
He's pretty
like,
good
still,
at this shit.
Yeah, still he's wilding like, out.
He's like
some skills.
Well, it wasn't even that he was 70, wilding out. Like, they were coming for him, and his house was just like thoroughly booby trapped.
Obviously, you last that long. Now you're special ops. Yeah. You're not just ops. So he knows some, learns some.
Well,
that's exactly
what Ock Nation was saying. He's like, this guy is alive.
It's like nigga. It's like nigga home alone.
He was like, yeah, and there's a reason. You come for him, forget him. Yeah, and
they like paint cans hiding
news,
from the hanging from
the
fucking
like,
stairs.
The news like went to his house to interview him as to why he had like booby trapped his home to like fucking trap people trying to come. He's like, well, look, I'm alive, aren't I? Like that should speak for itself.
So this nigga. So that's the new euphemism just dropped. Philadelphia man, like that's just a nigga who shoots somebody. Man. Philadelphia man, gunshot slaying on May 1st in the 200 block of Wembley Road. Dante Hill. 34.
Is that a neighborhood or a person?
That's the dude they arrested. was committed to the... Wait, what? Dante Hill, 34, of the 3800 block of Pensgrove Street, was committed to the George W. Hill Correctional Facility. They don't say no relation, so... Like, this is the notorious, like, Hill family. They're just in Congress. Without bail on murder 1, 2, and 3. Robbery, firearms, and related charges in the death of Hanson Charles. 36. Hill was arraigned, blah, 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 blah. Patrol officers were dispatched.
Death of Hanson?
Hanson A. Charles. That's who he shot. So. Police located a
like
Keith...
Nog.
Well, I guess they caught this guy. What do we got? Narcotics? We got all kinds of stuff. This is a weird...
Here we go. Demographics. Upper Darby is one of Pennsylvania's most diverse communities.
You mean it's the most nigger-filled and fucking...
As of the 2020 census, the township... Well, get this. 46% white, 35% African-American.
Nightmare.
0.2% Native American, 13% Asian, 2% from other races, and 3.5% from two or more races. Hispanic or Latino of any race were 5.5% of the population.
Two or more races. Just think about that particular demographic.
Oh my God. In 2019, three out members of the LGBTQ community were elected to the Upper Darby School Board. So they got gay niggas. Probably not. They probably like. But what's funny is there does seem to be a big dichotomy there, because if you even look on Wikipedia and you look at the pictures, and this is exactly what you see in a lot of these older American cities on the East Coast, where you will see like places that are very nice butting up against nigger neighborhoods, because there's like this row house, there's a street of like really nice row houses that look like actually probably very expensive and wealthy people live there. And then there's like this old colonial style farmhouse called Collinbrook Farm, and that looks really nice. It looks like it's out in the country, so you do have some parts of that area where the homes are surrounded by like woods and things like that, and some other just like nice mansions and stuff. And Abe Pennock House. Oh, the Abe Pennock House was a stop on the Underground Railroad. I doubt it, because the Underground Railroad was fake. Remember, the narrative on the Underground Railroad is that it was a myth from virtue-signaling libtards of the era. Like, the virtue-signaling libtards of that era all pretended like they were hiding niggers in their house. They weren't really doing it. And it's basically the myth. The myth persisted from there. There's no evidence the Underground Railroad ever actually existed. None. And the whole thing of, like, they'd hang a towel of a certain color outside a house to let it know, that's all bullshit. None of that was real. That's all fake, just so everyone understands. But yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, I love how even these houses, like, you can sometimes go to them and they'll have like they'll turn them into mini museums, and they'll have like a room or something like that. It's like a closet. This is where the niggers sit. It's like, yeah, no, it's just a closet. Trapped in the closet.
Oh, shit.
Well, so you do like a redo of like Trapped in the Closet, except about being a nigger running from like the slave hunters. But yeah.
Well, let's take a quick break here. Yeah. We've got like extra labor to do today.
We do?
We have like a fucked up week, remember? So
it's extra labor. It's Labor Day weekend coming up, which means we got to do extra labor, right?
Right. Well, no, we're not gonna so we have to put in extra work.
We're not gonna be here at Labor Day.
That's what Labor Day. I thought Labor Day meant you had to work really hard.
No, I cook burgers. No. And
been lied to.
It's like every other American holiday. I don't care what it's about. I'm gonna eat though, and I have beer outside.
Yeah,
it's like fucking burgers on fire outside deck. It's that confusing time of summer where it's still hot and sunny, but Oktoberfest beer is available. Because
yeah.
Yeah.
Also, summer wasn't hot and winter wasn't cold. It's all kind of the same season this last year or so. I guess that is global warming. It also might be where we live. It just doesn't get hot here. It doesn't get particularly hot. Like, I have not, there's not been any like sweltering days that I remember this summer. Muggy days, yes. But
are
like,
you,
sweltering
are, is,
hot,
is where you live like elevated? Are you up high? I can't.
Well, you remember that day. Sort of. When you were bitching about the heat, and then you came to my house,
it was
and
muggy
it was like
here.
Nice and
it was like I was inside of a fucking rain cloud, just air, just water hanging in the air. I drive over to your place, and it's like beautiful. It's like the AC's on. It's like 72 and breezy and dry.
Like, every day has practically been like that here. There might be something about where I live that's different. I don't know if it's higher or lower or different.
I have
maybe it's more woods. I don't know what it is, but every day here has just been.
I have like a marine layer here. Every morning it's like the air is thick, and like right now it's perfect. But like this morning when I finished doing the deadlifts with Puckman, I was drenched in sweat, and it's like 68 degrees.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is, man, but I mean, we get that. It gets humid, but hot? No, dude, I don't know where it is about the spot where I live, but maybe it's because I have just more woods everywhere around me, but it's just like...
The shade.
Like, woods really do provide, like, a filter. Like, they're like a natural biological filter. Like, they stop your house from getting all muggy and, like, gross, and they keep the weather nice and cool. It really works. I don't know what it is, but it's always... I don't know. I love living surrounded by the woods, though, I'll tell you that, because it's just nice all the time.
Tell us in the comments how hot and muggy your woods are so that we look stupid for talking about this. That's probably what's going
to
be.
I don't care what people say.
I live in the woods. It's fucking 100 here.
My experience is my experience. Like, right. My lived experience, you can't counter it. Like,
it's just nice all day.
It's
not nice to invalidate people's experiences.
Yeah, especially, don't invalidate my experience.
Especially those of racists. Anyway, we'll be back in a few.
You are listening to the Daily SOA.